Welcome to Having Words, you guys. Tom, you're back again.
Yo! I never left. What are you talking about? This is my life.
Last week, episode 25, it was Penny and I. We explored a different format for the podcast. So if you want to listen to that, listen to episode 25 of last week's episode. This week, we have a guest which has already been on 2 weeks ago, Woody Cox.
We're running out of guests.
We're running out of people on the earth.
Yeah,
Woody, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Do you feel a lot more confident this time?
Yeah. It's just easy now, isn't it?
What's so easy about it?
It's not easy, but like it's just having the chat, isn't it?
Like, yeah, basically.
At gunpoint, yeah.
Yeah, in front of microphones.
Yeah.
Naked.
You did have to catch me first.
What?
Okay.
One of those big nets, like on SpongeBob. They catch the butterfly.
Yeah. Jellyfish.
We've caught a Woody.
No, jellyfish, not butterfly. Obviously, it wouldn't be a butterfly underwater, would it?
The pressure's getting to Woody. Butterfly. Now, Woody, when you were last on, obviously, Tom wasn't there, but you spoke about yourself, your projects and everything, which I loved, and we can speak about that a little bit later.
Yep.
But how did you feel the episode went as a whole? Your first ever podcast or audio experience?
Yeah, it was good. Like, listening back to it, I thought it was quite good, and it made me laugh. Like,
that's good.
Listening back to the conversations we had,
yeah,
it was good. Yeah, I really liked it. It's something that I'd like to do in the future as well. Like, yeah.
To be honest, I didn't listen to the episode.
No.
But I heard some of the snippets, and they were quite funny.
Now, this week, before we begin, I want to say to you guys that in the news, there's a lot of bad, negative stuff happening in the world.
I hate it when people say that, because the news is reporting what is going on out in the world.
And it's all depressing stuff.
A lot of it is shit.
Yeah,
because the world is shit.
Yeah, but
everybody should kill themselves now.
But a lot of good things do happen in the world that no one ever hears about.
Exactly, Woody. Which is why I want to start off the occasional episode with a Restoring Faith in Humanity news headline. Okay? Is that right?
Then if we sort of enter dangerous territory, because then we enter, you know, like the chat
show. What is good?
You get the chat show host to like go through a little bit at the beginning of their show. It's like making a joke out of happy things.
We're not making a joke out of it.
I hate that. I hate it when they do that. Like, he does it on like Graham Norton, or he does it on like Jonathan Ross show.
Yeah.
And they just talk about happy things and they try and make a joke out of it. And it's like, just stop, because it's really
crazy. Let it be, yeah.
But I mean, we can do that. We're
not doing that. I'm just want to like bring up the mood. You know, a lot of bad things have happened recently on Earth, and so this is one good thing. I have a piece of good news from this week that's actually been reported on to restore some faith in our humanity and the listeners' humanity. The headline is: in the UK, first UK supermarket chain to eliminate plastic from produce will save 1,300 tons of plastic from landfill. That's some good news.
It's Waitrose, isn't it?
It is Waitrose, yeah.
Big up Waitrose.
Big up Waitrose. But actually, other supermarkets are going to try and take this over as well. Sainsbury's will start by removing 489 tonnes worth of plastic bags.
Sainsbury's is really bad.
Yeah. Sainsbury's
has so much plastic.
I didn't know that.
It's crazy. Sometimes when I've been delivering posts, I've seen it a couple of times. Someone has bagged up in a separate carrier bag all the Sainsbury's plastic and written on it, Sainsbury's.
Really?
I've seen that a few times, and it's just sort of like a little protest.
Yeah.
I
haven't seen that. It's a lot really of plastic. Cool. But like, Woody, you actually worked in a supermarket.
Yeah.
In Waitrose.
Yes, did.
Yeah. I worked in Asda, so we were exposed to a lot of, we see so much packaging.
Goes in the baler, doesn't it? You put it all in the baler, and I heard something really horrible that, you know, they do it to go and get recycled.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time, you know, and the workers are sort of, it's their fault. And when they put like cardboard in the plastic one and stuff like that, it doesn't actually get recycled. It has to be like 95% plastic for it to actually get recycled. Otherwise, they just throw it away. Yeah.
That sucks.
Well,
it's crazy. Like, yeah. That is really sad, but yeah, no, like, big up Waitrose for going.
Big up Waitrose, big up the supermarkets for following this finally.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if you guys saw the pictures of like, I think it was an Audi in Canada or somewhere, not in the UK, where they were wrapping their produce in like banana leaves and stuff.
Wow,
it's really cool.
It's a great idea.
So yeah, that's something to
be typical Canada to do something.
Typical Canada.
Yeah.
So yeah, there we go. Some faith has been restored.
Yeah. Oh, and on that note, the UK, I heard, had its first day, I think it was a day, where it was entirely running on like solar power or wind power.
Yeah.
That was recent.
The balance has recently just gone the other way. So like over 50% of the UK is now run on renewable energy.
Mm. I think I saw that on LinkedIn, the little graph of like the and they cross path, which that's really cool.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is great. But we are opening a coal mine in Cumbria. That's actually happening.
Wow.
Well, Wales has a tidal power plant, I think.
Yeah. Isn't that the most efficient as well, I heard?
It's really, really efficient.
Yeah. Hydropower is meant to be one of the best, isn't it?
Nuclear and hydro. they're supposed to be one of the most effective ways of producing energy.
Yeah.
Unless you have a Chernobyl.
So Tom, you're actually watching Chernobyl, the series.
Yeah, great program, man.
I haven't checked out yet, but I've heard it's because obviously it's HBO.
It is. Yeah.
They finished Game of Thrones, and then suddenly Chernobyl came out, and it's actually really good. Damn, I want to check it out. Have you seen it, Woody?
No, I haven't. It's on my list of things to
watch. Yeah, same. It's cool though, but it's so cool because you don't hear about this in the news that much. The fact that the UK is now over 50% actually reliable on renewable energy.
Yeah, really, it's amazing. It's one of the few countries that is.
Yeah, exactly.
Up there. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
Well, we are one of the windiest countries probably as well, so it makes sense having Scotland. Scotland. Oh my god, energy. Why don't we turn Scotland into a massive turbine, and we'll just spin around and power all of the UK.
But then all the Scots will have to come to England, and then there'll be, you know, like,
and also
over some drama.
And also the continent might fly away as well if it's like a massive fan. It might send us up.
Yeah, that could happen.
Turn into like Pangaea, like the whole thing.
We'll be floating. The UK is passing up with the USA today.
Well, they'd finally get their independence.
Literally.
We're out.
Flying up. Now, you guys, firstly, before we start the question section of the podcast, how are you doing? How's everyone doing? Tom literally just died.
No, I'm good, thank you.
You're good. Woody, last time you were on, you've been to Greece and back. So actually,
I have been
you've
on
got a tan on going on.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, good. Feel like a bit of a changed man, really, since
you look like
back
it.
On holiday. Yeah. Yeah, just, you know, I need it. Definitely needed it. And
yeah. So, how long were you gone for? Like a week?
Yeah, it was 7 nights. Yeah. So like 8 days, yeah.
So 11 days, 7 nights. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you would find, like, I saw the Snapchats and everything, all the cave stuff you were doing, all the mountains you were climbing.
Incredible.
We talked about it earlier.
Yeah.
It just sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, and we hired a car as well.
Yeah.
So my first time driving abroad.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw that on the other side of the road.
Yeah, it was... So me and Arthur shared the drive.
Mm-hmm.
And... The way Jamie put it was like, Arthur was a bit too cautious at the beginning, or like throughout the whole holiday, and I was a bit too confident
for the whole holiday.
And yeah, we did have a few scares. And obviously in Greece, in Kefalonia,
the
roads are very small, so you can come like head on head and someone has to back up. Or,
the amount of drivers that drove off the cliff.
Yeah.
You've been driving it.
There goes another one.
Yeah, and our sort of hotel was on like a bit of a hill, or like a big hill. Like,
what did you put the handbrake on?
And so you had to go. Literally, it must have been about a 30-degree like gradient going up. It was so steep, and getting up like. Yeah, we sort of had a bit of a problem there. Like, I won't go into it, but if Arthur's listening, he'll know.
Oh, no, Arthur.
He was driving at the time.
Arthur, if you're listening, send us an email and let us know what's going on.
Happypodcast@gmail.com.
And I did scratch the bottom of the car.
Oh, no.
I sort of went, like, I was doing, like, a hairpoint turn, and I just dropped off, and it just scraped the bottom of the car.
Wait, what dropped off?
I was doing sort of like a turn.
The car.
All the luggage.
No, like going around a really tight corner. I didn't realise, like, if you went too tight, it was just a sheer drop. And so I just scratched the bottom of the car. Like,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Holy fuck. I've got it on video. You can't hear it. It's a time lapse. But
time lapse? I was supposed to time stop the drive.
Yeah, because I stop and I'm going really slowly around the corner and then you just hear it. Yeah. Bad,
you look back, half the car's gone out.
Yeah.
How big was that? You look forward to falling down the mountain.
That sounds so scary.
Yeah, but it, like, the worst thing, not the worst thing, the hardest thing about isn't even driving on the other side, it's the perception of how much car you've got on the other side.
Yeah.
Because when you've been driving over here, you know exactly how far your car is over, but you don't know how far it is the other way. It's hard to get a gauge.
That's really weird.
So, yeah.
So you're driving, slamming into that side of the side. Oh, shit.
Jesus.
And I've been doing well as well, guys.
How are you?
Yeah.
Just edit that in.
How are you? I'm doing really well, guys. Now, this week, I have some different questions for you guys. So, obviously, we're used to the rapid-fire questions where I ask each of you...
That aren't rapid-fire at all.
Where I ask you guys...
Slow-fire.
Well, I ask you guys five questions each, and you answer them in a very slow, rapid manner. And last week, with Penny, we did a segmented questions where I set the scene of, like, you're in a zombie apocalypse, and I asked three questions based off that, like... What weapon would you choose of choice? Like, who would die first, etc., etc. This week, we have seven questions.
Fucking Jesus.
What?
Aggression, mate.
This week! This week, I have seven questions for the both of you to answer. And you'll take turns answering the questions. How does that sound? Seven.
For both of us to answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not individually, so you both answer the same questions.
When do we get to ask Josh questions?
Not often. I can't be bothered to host, so that's the problem. That's where it's.
But it's difficult, Tom, because you have other things going on where you can't host.
Yes.
Oh, that, so you secretly have another podcast.
Well, that would be a plot twist.
What would it be called?
It would be called Words Having.
Shit! Our biggest competitor.
Yep. Run by me.
Having images. What? It doesn't make any sense.
Having visual images.
Podcast.
Having speaking.
doing words.
Sounds like a shit podcast, to be honest.
Doing words is actually the porn version of having words.
Doing words.
Doing
words.
Oh,
yeah.
You just dress up as lefties. Just make a word.
Okay, so I've got seven questions for you guys. First question. This is a pick one out of the three. So you're the buzzer. You slam the mic.
Play slaps for it.
Ow!
You go first.
Shark diving, bungee jumping, or skydiving? Which one would you guys do? Shark diving, bungee jumping, or skydiving?
Skydiving. I totally want to do that.
Yeah, same.
Absolutely.
Same. Woody?
Oh, shark diving.
Really?
100%.
With a cage or without a cage? Just do it.
Hopefully it just kills me.
Drop me. Go for it. I'm ready.
No, you know what it is? It's the heights. Like,
really?
But bungee jumping and skydiving, they're both two things that you're just too high up. And men just aren't
that's meant
the
to point of it.
Choose yeah. them to do quite low.
No, but
you know, 3 feet off the ground.
Unless you're in a plane, you're not meant to be that high without being in something that's going along. Yeah, so,
planes aren't supposed to be in the air, though. Like,
what do you mean they spawn naturally, Tom?
Yeah, but
so what do you make a plane for? Well,
the air. Do you know what I'm trying to say, though? Like planes, there's not supposed to be stuff in the sky, like
clouds. Yeah, but planes are built. Planes are built to get us up there. We aren't meant to be up there on our own.
But planes are built to get us to places quickly, not to stay in the sky.
Yeah, but you never see a plane on the motorway, do you? You're doing like 1,000 miles an hour on the motorway.
Well, Woody, let me ask you this question then. Why? Well, people were meant to skydive because there's gravity. Gravity's there, so we can skydive, Woody.
No,
it makes sense.
Gravity was meant to keep us on the planet.
Yeah,
like
falling down,
surface,
which is why we can fall
on
down.
On the surface of the planet. Not from stupid high places.
So Woody, you'd rather be underwater with something which would see you as food and try and eat you?
Yes.
is that more natural?
Yeah, at least
being underwater.
You're being one with nature. And, you know, if you die, then it's, you know, you join the...
So do you
the food chain.
Yeah, the food chain, yeah. But if you die, like, if you die doing a skydive, it's
unless
just
you fall into a shark bit.
At least, you know, the shark gets a good meal. It's like the whole Harambe thing. Like,
how is it like
the whole what?
Harambe thing.
How are we doing this? Carry on.
Because, like...
Harambe?
Josh has given up.
What year is it?
No, because it was the Harambe anniversary of, like, 3 years ago the other day.
Why did you follow this?
Because, like, Harambe
why
was just...
Why has he got an anniversary?
Because he died. He got a shot.
Monkey. Who did he get married to?
Yeah, what... You know what, let's move on.
How is it like Harambe?
Was Harambe the one where the kid went in?
Yeah.
Yes.
And he was just dragging him around.
He was just like flipping.
Woo!
He wasn't. He was,
he was protecting him.
Yes, but in quite a, you know...
Aggressive manner.
Not an aggressive manner. In a monkey manner that, like, you know...
Monkey!
What does that mean?
like a little bit more
boisterous.
Yes, than the human would be. Like, imagine
Tom, I'm gonna throw shit at you.
No, Tom, imagine with your baby girl, like, you know. Imagine being a monkey.
Where's our baby? The monkey. Not again.
Saving the monkey. Monkey's from a bird first. She's just like. How does that relate to?
Because it was like, it's like the circle of
Evelyn
life.
Climb, like... Evelyn, climb out. Evelyn, go.
No, but
Evelyn, pull the sheep.
Pull the clown. Pull it.
No, but like they shot Harambe, right? And like, really, he was just doing what was like natural.
Excuse me, ma'am, we're gonna have to kill your kid. It's the only option we have.
What? No, just let Harambe give it back after it's done.
No!
After it's done!
After it's done doing
it. Playing cards with the kids.
What? Or like, just taking care of it, or like sneakily get it. Don't shoot it.
So when Harambe's sleeping, it's in a swan team.
Yes.
Got the kid. Accidentally get the monkey.
With a giant.
Accidentally get Harambe instead. Like.
He jumped off the back.
Huge orangutan. Orangutan.
I don't know.
Silverback or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get how that links with the question already.
Because it's all about, like, you know. If you die skydiving, then you just die. But at least if you die in the shark cage, then...
You don't carry on living.
No, you don't carry on living, but at least the shark got some food.
What?
Like, you must see what I'm trying to say.
No.
I don't think I do.
I'd rather skydive.
I would do skydiving as well.
Well, it's only the heights thing. Like, you know, I
That's all you have to
heights.
Say. You didn't have to say that you'll carry on living if you get eaten by a shark.
Actually, there's we spoke about skydiving because my cousin Joe, who was on an earlier episode, went skydiving, and you're gonna have to hear his story on skydiving. It's really funny. That's episode 15 for you guys, and that's a very good episode because we talk about Joe's skydiving experience. Which Woody, actually, I'm gonna make you do a skydiving experience now.
No, you're not.
No, can we both do it? Can we all do it?
Should we do it right now?
No.
Yeah,
but I've heard bungee jumping is a lot scarier than skydiving.
Well, yeah, because you've got to relive it about 20 times as you go up and down.
I'm fine.
Have you seen that video where they like this guy's doing the bungee jump and then like they like go and then as he's about to go they're like, oh my god, don't go, and like and so for the whole bungee jump down he thinks that he's not attached properly.
Oh,
and so he genuinely just thinks he's gonna die.
Oh, just feces coming out.
And there's also that one where, like, this guy just pushes his girlfriend's, like, getting ready for it, and he just pushes her.
Excuse me, sir, she wasn't ready?
Yeah.
So you're the one that chanced?
She must have definitely broken up with him.
Like, she would have been down!
I'm leaving!
No. She was ready. She was all strapped up, but she was mentally preparing for it. And then he just went and pushed her.
He jumped the gun.
Yeah.
Spar kicked her.
Yeah. You bitch.
She'll love this shit.
She loves it when I'm rough.
Will you marry me? next question, guys.
Oh, yeah.
On a deeper note, because Woody, you kind of inspired me last week, so this is where I got the question from.
Oh, thank you.
Who inspires you, and who do you aspire to be like?
I'm gonna link this. I did a blog post about this.
Here we go. Plug it, Woody.
yeah, and I'm going to say myself in 10 years' time.
Oh,
shit. Nice.
Because I'm never going to be able to beat who I am in 10 years time. This is I took this from, so I guess you could say I do look up to Matthew McConaughey because he was the one that came up with this.
Okay, yeah.
And it's basically like you're never going to be able to beat yourself in 10 years time. Well, you're going to be looking forward to yourself in another 10 years time.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So you're always going to be chasing yourself. So yeah that's my answer.
Oh, I like that.
That's nice.
I like that. You're inspired to be yourself in 10 years time. Tom?
Really
Woody in 10 years time.
I'd like to be Woody. I can't really beat that, to be honest. I don't think I have an inspiration.
No.
There's no like celebrity that makes me go.
Was there anyone that you look up to?
Be like that.
Little dig there.
that's another one. That's a good one.
Finding Pots with Pots, Tom.
Yep, that's good.
Woody's loving insulting you.
Yeah,
or like just anyone that inspires you, or like I feel like everyone inspires me to some extent. Like my dog inspires me to some extent.
How, I mean, like, everyone you meet probably inspires you to be a little bit of a better version of yourself.
Whoa, you guys
go that far. Some pretty bad people.
Yeah, apart from Woody, I mean, he doesn't really inspire anything in me. Apart from wanting to be better than.
I guess even people worse than you can inspire you just to not be
like that.
That
yeah.
End up like that, yeah.
But is that inspiration or is that a warning? Inspiration.
Both.
I'm inspired by fear.
Yeah.
But that counts. Next question. Do you guys, and some people don't mind talking about this, when I brought this up with Penny when I was planning this, she was like, I can't talk about it.
So I'm not circumcised now.
Do you guys believe in ghosts?
No.
Do you not at all?
No.
You don't believe in any of it?
No.
Or spirits? Or the paranormal?
No, not really.
Do you not?
I believe in, like, destiny.
So you don't believe, like, after you die, nothing happens?
Well, you do, because sharks eat you.
It's difficult, because, like, for people that you lose, or even animals that you lose, and like, I do it, I like to believe that they're still out there in a certain way, but at the same time, I'm very rational, and I think that that is not the case, but no part of me is, like, would ever shoot down the idea that someone might have that belief,
yeah,
but I just don't think it's the case.
Yeah, like you're not going to actually have an argument with someone and be like, that isn't true, because they can.
So when you get to those big, like, white gates eventually, you're going to be like, I didn't put it out. Like,
I left the door open for this reason.
Let me in.
You want to just let me sneak in?
Sneak
get
in.
Get sent to hell. Yeah.
Woody?
Yeah, no, I definitely think there is a power beyond us.
Yeah.
Well, what that is, I don't know, and I don't think we're ever meant to know. And I think that's the whole point of faith. But I'm not assigned to a particular religion or anything like that. But I just to know. I think life's a little bit too special just to be made by chance.
But then, is it? I don't know if it is.
Yeah, but it brings on to the question of,
like, you just think, Tom, like, even 100 years ago, how, like, much we're advanced now than we were back then. And even more so, like...
But that's just meant to happen.
Yeah, but why is it meant to happen?
Yeah.
Because humanity is a very innovative
Yeah, but why race. Is there humanity?
Why is there humanity?
Why is there life? Why is there anything?
We're only progressive as a society because we all want more knowledge. Like,
but to be fair, we're progressive because of warfare. I'd say most of the... innovations and creations and research and breakthroughs we've had is because
conflict.
Of war.
Mm.
And
yeah, but that like fuels it. That makes that pushes people to be like, yeah, we want to do it more. But it doesn't mean that it wasn't going
to
happen at some, like, for instance, the light bulb.
It's true.
If you know that, you know, potentially it could have.
Some things are like catalyst.
Yeah.
By like conflict. Well,
definitely.
Or by,
like
because medicine.
Hugely
catalyst by war.
Yeah, 100%.
And death,
yeah.
Such as seatbelts on cars. That only happened because so many people kept dying without having seatbelts in cars.
I thought there was some way we could strap them in.
Yeah.
Cancel cut the car industry, wait.
I honestly don't believe it. And it's probably coming from me because I do have an open mind. Don't get me wrong. I'm probably making it out like I don't. But I do have an open mind. And if I'm proven, if someone proves something to me or shows me something that I believe and can see it actually, I will believe it.
You're
but
very much like
then,
there needs to be evidence, right?
Until then, I'm just not going to
What about
it.
Things like the Loch Ness Monster?
That obviously doesn't.
No, that's an interesting, segue, Woody. But
no, but like, or like Bigfoot and stuff like that. You're a skeptic for them as well, because I am. I don't believe.
I don't believe in Bigfoot.
No, but like, I don't know why, Tom. You just strike me as the type of person that would go on like a Sasquatch hunt
Sasquatch.
Or something
to go
like
find
that.
Bigfoot.
Yeah,
find him
somewhere. Day 3. I'm eating my own feces. We'll find him.
But even though we have food in the camper.
Ridiculous. I've actually been to
been on a Sasquatch.
I've had a chat with Bigfoot. I've been to Loch Ness.
Have you actually?
Yeah, when we went to Scotland as part of an archaeology trip.
That's cool.
We went up there. And we went to the town where they have a museum dedicated to the whole thing to do with tourists coming to see if there's a monster, or yeah. even the fact that is there a monster or not.
That's the whole thing. I think it's all just nonsense.
That photo, the really old photo of this like a head sticking out of the water, is proven to be fake. Yeah. Like,
it's nice to believe in that kind of thing, isn't it?
I don't see why.
What about aliens then?
Oh, let's not get
that. That's right, History Channel.
That's slightly different, isn't it? Because that's just saying that there's other life forms other than...
There are. Yeah. Well, it depends on life forms. Like life could be like bacteria, kind of.
Yes.
I definitely think
Which is, you know, some theories say that that's how we were created. Like, yeah.
Or like a meteor hit, gave us water, and then like we thrived.
Yeah.
Right. I like the... I think it was Mark Twain who said it, but I like the idea that it's actually scarier to imagine a universe where we are the only life.
Yeah.
That's scarier than the fact that there could be aliens.
Yeah. But just not knowing is like, that's crazy. Because one day, if the human race survives that long, we will find out whether or not there is life.
Global warming doesn't get us
there. Get away from us, icebergs. Yeah. It'd be really weird.
Yeah.
Before we move on to space.
You look like you're really deep.
The bigger picture. Next question after Do You Believe in Ghosts? What is something you've always wanted to try but have been too scared to do? Me personally, it links back to, why don't you look at me like that? Me personally, it's anal. I don't know what to say. Mine has been skydiving, linking back to the first question. Like, I've always wanted to do skydiving, I just know it's just, I'd be petrified doing it.
I'd agree with skydiving. Yeah. I always want to do it, though.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do it.
You can know double questions, surely. Can't you? So I'll just be like skydiving.
I was going to be shark diving. All right, really. But that's fine, you can use that. Next question. If you had to spend... It's whatever. If you had to spend a year alone with one other person, who would it be and why that person? If you had to spend a year alone with that person. I picked my dog, but then like Penny was like, that's not a person. I was like, yeah,
good. Alone? What do you mean by alone?
In a bedroom.
This person in a room.
Just alone. Say like, you had to live in a house, like Love Island or Big Brother. You have to be alone with them for a year.
Tom, surely it's an obvious choice for you, isn't it?
It should be. Yeah. Yeah.
There's too much option for Tom.
Is it? Is it? Well, yeah. I mean, that might get a little bit soul-crushing towards the end.
Oh yeah, like with anyone. Who do you think you'd be able to be feel most comfortable with for the longest amount in that experience? Yeah,
probably Soph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I genuinely really don't know, because I don't think I could deal with anyone for that long.
No,
that's the problem.
Well, you know, I spent nigh on 2 weeks, like, solidly with Jamie, so it'd probably have to be Jamie.
Yeah, because it works, you spent the longest with him, yeah.
Yeah. Submit.
Submit. Oh, incorrect answer. It's supposed to be me. The host. I'll just be recording everything the entire time. Sixth question, if you could be friends with any celebrity, who would it be and why? For me, I said Ryan Reynolds because I feel like he's just a really fun guy to be friends with.
Because he's like your man crush.
He's not my man crush! Yeah.
He's a successful man. Yeah, he has his own gin company, isn't he?
He does his own gin company, and then Hugh Jackman, his mate, has his own coffee company, The Laughing Man.
Yes, they do.
It's pretty cool.
I think I'd go DiCaprio just because I think he would be absolutely mental to be. Like, the lifestyle you would live being friends with him.
I bet he's got some stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to be friends with
Indiana Jones.
To be fair, Harrison Ford is a cool guy.
Yeah, he is a cool guy. Yeah.
Lad.
He sounds really like grumpy though all the time.
Yeah, but that's amazing. I like that.
You like that?
That's cool. Like, yeah, man. That's cool. I reckon I could get through to him. Bit of a gay answer though, isn't it? not a great answer. But, yeah.
2019.
Sure.
And final question: when you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up? Tom, did you want to be a postman? Woody, did you want to... Indiana Jones.
Say that before you do, Woody. You dick.
Like, did you want to be a postman, Woody? Did you want to be a lawyer? Did I want to be in the media industry? What did you want to be when you were younger?
No, I went through a lot of different phases, like I'm sure most kids do.
I want to be a girl!
The main one was a dentist. I always used to think I wanted to be a dentist.
I love teeth. Okay, yeah. Woody. He's got 2 year old. Show me your teeth! Show me your teeth! Why did you...
No, I just really enjoyed going to the dentist. I don't now, because I have to pay for it.
But,
you know.
That was free.
Yeah.
That was the turning point, when you were 18.
Yeah. I don't really know. And I was a bit rubbish at science, so that probably swung me a bit.
It's dentist, yeah. The only other way.
That's where all the failed scientists
go. Dentistry.
Yeah.
Tom.
I didn't want to be a postman, though. I don't know what. Maybe it's something to do with history, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you when you were really
teacher.
Young?
Teacher.
Yeah, probably.
Because that's the only, only thing you can do in history.
Well, there are museum people.
True.
Museum sorry,
TV sorry. Presenters, like history kind of. They're kind of cool. I think they're cool. I think like some history, young history TV presenters on TV doing whatever. Like,
I've never heard of them.
I think they're really cool.
Strike that from the record. What I just said. Destruction 100.
I think postman's pretty cool. I can imagine a lot of kids seeing the postman, how friendly they are, and just be like, I want to be like a postman.
Some of them aren't friendly though. That's the problem. Like, fuck you, kid.
Fuck you, little rat.
Cool. I always think, right, not me doing it, but I wonder whether it's happened. Like, you know when you get those the little bins with all like the people's mail in them.
The bins,
like, oh, the wheelie,
the trolleys,
the trolleys. Yeah.
Oh, I've just been chucking my rubbish.
Has anyone ever, as when someone's gone, when the postman's gone in to give the mail like in, has anyone ever nicked one?
Well, that's an interesting question, because most of them should come with bike locks. And when I've been out on one, I don't normally lock it up, because I don't normally
you're
have the key
to lock
for
it. Up.
It.
Really?
Yeah.
What, every time you go to the house and back.
No. Because let's say you see that road that's running up there.
Yeah.
Let's say we had to do that road. We go up that side and come back down and do the other side.
Yeah.
We'd obviously leave the trolley here, because you wouldn't want to take the trolley all the way up and then down. You just leave it there, so
you
can come back to it.
Walking back and.
No, because you take the bundle with you.
Let's imagine if Woody worked, they took a letter and that's away.
Fucking hell.
He's like, there must be an easy way to make this. Copying it one hand.
No, because on the frame, because we have the road names on a frame.
Yeah.
So then you bundle up the road according to the road, take that out, you just have the bundle, so it would all be there. And if you had any parcels, you'd take a bag with you, put the parcels in there, and go up and down and then come back
to
the
trolley.
Have you
ever forgotten to give a parcel and had to then walk back?
Yeah, so many times.
That must be so infuriating.
So many times have I fucked up.
Standing in a dot.
Fucking kicking on the trolley, like, fuck's sake.
Have you ever left a trolley? No. Like, I'm forgetting something.
I haven't done that, no.
On your last day, you should.
Just leave the trolley somewhere.
Yeah, leave halfway through your shift.
So you've never there's never been a story of it being stolen or whatever?
Oh, there probably has been.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but... Yeah.
I mean, no one sends things in the post anymore, really, do they?
Oh, well, yeah, I just do nothing in the day. I'm just like, I wish people send things in the post nowadays.
No, like, they do, but not, like, people don't really send checks and stuff like that anymore, because it's all, like, online banking is, like, so big now, and, like, valuables aren't really, that's what I'm trying to say.
To be fair, I'd say Royal Mail is more of a parcel company that also does letters nowadays. Yes.
Really? Because it's just, that's how it works now.
Yeah.
You still have to send parcels.
Most people on eBay use it, and you know, it's only really Amazon that delivers their own parcels, isn't it?
Their own parcels, it's Amazon, yeah.
I just picture, because there's no letters, like, one letter comes in, all the postmen are fighting to get it. I'm a delivery! Give me some
work! One letter in their bag.
Number 43.
They look at the bike, forget that one letter.
The fuck?
Take the whole trolley out, just for the one letter, lock it at the bottom of the road.
And then spend 3 hours walking to the house.
I love my job!
No, we do still get a lot of mail. Don't get me wrong, it's enough to keep you very busy.
When I was younger, I wanted to be Superman. Very unrealistic answer, because dentist and...
That's cute.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I wanted to be Superman. Mm. Look where I am.
Yeah, you've done well.
Living.
Not Superman. Living, exactly. Mm. So there were 7 questions, guys.
Wow.
Well done.
That took some time, didn't it? Jesus.
That went really quick.
Woody, obviously you spoke 2 weeks ago about your passion of the blog and everything, and where you want that to go.
I didn't.
But, like, that... It's just so interesting to me, and I feel like we briefly discussed it with Tom earlier. The ideas for it and everything.
Yes,
but like, although it's been 2 weeks, is the passion still there for you?
Yes, definitely. I sound a bit hypocritical because I haven't really put much content out, but you know, with the holiday and I've been really busy and sort of, you know, I've had to write this legal essay for this sort of competition that I'm entering at the moment, which will be published, but obviously it's got to be published after the competition ends, because I'll get done for plagiarism otherwise.
You don't want that.
No.
Maybe I do. No, what are you? I'll do it. No. You win again. What?
Yeah, so that's the reason why I haven't really been active.
Yeah.
And I've wanted to be. you know, I was saying I want to sort of open this sort of gentleman's blog part of it as
well. Is this exclusive stuff that you're telling finally on air?
Yeah.
About your ideas?
This is definitely, me and Jamie have discussed it, and this is definitely...
It's definitely going in this direction as well.
I'm definitely starting a gentleman's blog for it, and it will be my baby. Just like the law section of it is my baby as well.
Yeah.
But, you know... Yeah, that's sort of my short-term plans.
Yeah.
What's really interesting as well is that you can have like one-off writers on there as well.
Yeah,
and like Tom 100%. And I were saying, like we might be interested in writing some content for them as well. Absolutely.
Yeah, anyone can write content, and you know, we'll look at it, edit it, and upload it.
Change it completely.
Under my name,
as long as you're good, and you can write
my dog.
It's such a broad blog as well that you know, it can literally be about anything.
So keep your eyes on that. It's thesynergists.com.
.co.uk. I got this wrong. Jamie slammed me for it last time because I said .com 2 weeks ago. It's .co.uk.
You fool.
We paid for it to be .co.uk.
Oh, God. And then you plugged it wrong.
Yeah. So you plugged another website which got millions of views because of the podcast.
Exactly.
Now, Tom, something I discussed with you briefly earlier is a little segment that we could do every so often where you can express your fatherhood and your journey into fatherhood, a different experience that you might have had over the last week, which is exclusive, memorable, disgusting, funny, that you've had whilst being a father in the last week. Is there anything you can think of?
Just generally, just how sort of, there's not much at the moment, because obviously this is a newborn, it's quite just non-stop work in looking after her, and there's not much satisfaction apart from the fact that she's here.
Yeah.
Like parents would understand that it's just a work in progress when they're newborns.
Childhood is just rubbish. Apart from the fact that they're there, it's just rubbish.
Just fucking awful.
She's going to listen to this when she's older.
We spoke about that. We said this is an archive of her learning how difficult she was as a child.
Well, let's not say all babies are hard, and she's not that hard. She's actually just a really chill, kind of cool baby.
She is cool. I went, I'm like, hey, she ignores me.
You wait, she's cool.
Yeah, at the moment. She's cute.
They
she's
say, cool isn't baby. It twos? When they get to two, terrible twos. Terrible twos.
How old is she now? Is she two?
Yeah. What? Yeah, she came out, what, a month ago? She's two. Yeah.
Emerged, the actual past.
Emerged from her tomb. And
now, because there's three of us in today's episode, that means we'll be doing Having Games in the next available episode after this one. So please check out Having Games, very different dynamic with Thomas and Woody. They're going to be pushed to the edge of their creative limits and limitations and mindsets, trying to find narratives, movie pitches for a celebrity, a random object, and a genre that I'm going to give them. Woody's very excited, I can see. check out that episode if you want to. For now though, we have some reviews, Tom, to read out, of reviews of our podcast on iTunes.
Like, quickly review it.
A new one. You guys suck. From Woody.
This show stinks.
It says follow the synergist.com shit.co.uk. So this one is from JFH2K10. This was a 5-star review. Thank you so much. With the subject, I can't stop listening. This podcast is a must. Such a great conversation between awesome hosts and special guests. An easy listener, perfect for commutes, gym sessions, my preferred choice, and perhaps even cleaning around the house. I can't stop listening. Thank you so much, JFH2K10. Once again, if you want to leave a review, we'll try and read it out as soon as we see them.
Podcast discovery. The different personalities of the co-hosts and guests and their relationships with one another create a balanced and fulfilling audible experience. Personally, the featured episodes with guests are particularly entertaining. The fresh take on competitive games in the podcast make for a stimulating and immersive end to each episode. Definitely a podcast to keep your eyes, brackets, ears.
Nice one. I hadn't seen that before.
Keep your eyes and ears on.
Thank you so much for the reviews, guys. It means actually so much to us, you guys, leaving reviews.
So which one of you drafted that last one?
I was actually thinking about drafting it. I was thinking about writing fake reviews, but I was like, it would have been so obvious. Josh is amazing. His dick's amazing. Wait a minute.
Such a beautiful man.
His dick is amazing.
Hold on. This is suspicious.
This sounds... So yeah, thank you so much. Remember, guys, if you leave a review on iTunes for us, we will read it out on the next available podcast. For now, though, any shout-outs between you two? Woody, you can shout out your project. Tom, you want to shout out anything? I'll go first. I want to shout out Woody for being back on the podcast. Thank you so much, Woody. We look forward to our journey throughout having words with you on the occasional episode.
Thank you. No, it's very, very good to be here. Shout out to you guys for having me on.
Oh, thanks for making me happy.
I really enjoy it, actually. It's like, you know, just different mediums of sort of
expressing yourself.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. It's fun.
And it's experience for you as well, in case you ever wanted to do anything like this in the future.
Yeah.
And it's exposure. Because we're naked. And it's explosion. Yes.
Wow.
God, it's hot in this room.
Let me just...
But it took off my clothes.
It's really hot, actually. I'm like sweating.
Tom, you want to shout anyone?
I'll just shout out the usual. My life.
Okay. And this coin, I found it.
Are you allowed to? Are you allowed to shout out yourself?
You can't.
I run this fucking show. Fuck, I won.
No, it's like sort of just general etiquette. I didn't know.
You can shout yourself.
I wasn't trying to undermine you, Tom.
Well, you have.
When he's like, I've got to shout. Wait, you guys can shout yourself.
You pulled the rug from underneath my feet.
When he changes to shout to himself.
No, it's like, you know, you were never allowed to vote for yourself in, like, stuff. Or you could, but it was bad etiquette.
What are you talking about, voting for yourself?
It's like, it's the whole sort of like bigging yourself up, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
That's why he does it.
Yeah.
Fez, yeah. More power to you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter and Reddit. Listen to us on Spotify and iTunes and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/havingwords. Feel free to leave an iTunes review and we'll get round to reading it probably months after you guys have written it. Thank you so much. We're moving on to Having Games. We're going to take a short break and move on to that. So check that out in the next episode, labelled Having Games. Don't know what the title's going to be just yet, but check that episode out because we're going to be in a completely different atmosphere then. It's going to be very competitive.
We're going up to a mountain.
Literally. So thank you ever so much for listening. Woody, thank you for being here so much.
Thank
and we'll
you.
See you next time.
Bye bye.
Bye guys.